RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
This is In Villonaire, the academic radio show in English by the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Music, literature, culture, language learning, and more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to In Ville on Air, the academic radio show in English by the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas at the Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia. We are Leonardo Leguizamón and
Silvana Salazar. We're English tutors and we're more than glad to introduce you to our new academic radio show with topics such as music, literature, culture, language learning and more. Welcome to In Ville on Air. Literature time.
So lately, been wandering. Today we will continue to talk about the writing festival with our very special guest. She is the leader of writing, also in charge of our writing festival. Her name is Constanza Gonzalez. Hi Constanza, and welcome to our show.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm really glad to be here to continue talking about the first writing festival. Silvana, today I want to talk about the winner of the second category. That winner of the second category was Joana Silva from Valledupar. She wrote a nice story about a dog called Anecdote.
Nice. What is the story about?
This story is about a dog, and if you like pets, I'm sure you will enjoy it.
Okay, so where is the student from? Where did you say she was from?
She was from Valledupar.
Okay, and what kind of genre is this?
This is a short story.
Okay, and what makes this text so unique?
I think because it is full of pure feelings between a girl and a dog, and I think many of us, we have had these type of stories. Actually, it reminds me my childhood, and when a story takes you back in time to your childhood, I think that's a good story.
Okay, so can we hear a part of a story?
Yes, sure.
Many people have claimed to have real friends. That's a lie. True friends are called dogs. They have four legs and spend time with us hanging out, barking and living with fleas. I used to have a dog, actually a friend named Janko, who lived with me since he was 3 months old. And he was always attentive to what was happening. I gave him water, bathed him, gave him little food, look after him. He pulled and liked to walk a lot. With the pass of time, he grew up and changed his way. He didn't know like to have a bath, but he still liked to be with me because since I was a child, I spoiled him.
So, Constanza, what would you recommend those students who have difficulties when writing in English?
Leonardo, that's a very interesting question. I think that reading is really important when writing to improve this skill. And the second could be the use of dictionaries. They can be dictionaries online. And the third one is to work hard on this skill because it's very, very difficult. And start with short sentences. Then include connector words.
Constanza, would you recommend the use of translators?
No, at all. So you have to know how to use them, but if you don't know how, please don't use them.
Okay, so the idea is to be authentic.
Yes, okay. That's right. And remember to write easy sentences.
Thank you very much, Constanza, for your recommendations. It's really nice for students and they're valuable. These suggestions that you're giving us are very, very worth. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Silvana.
All right, here's as an old song that'll have you dancing and clapping and singing in the aisles, let's hope, anyway. It's good summer, only we know. Well, we're on to our last song, but yeah. Before we go, we'd just love to say thank you so much, firstly, for for all your support over the years, especially.
Porque la cuestión está en el saber, usted tiene una cita con la Academia Unadista en Boyacá, todos los miércoles a las 10 de la mañana. Saberes en cuestión.
Ciencia,
tecnología,
docencia,
investigación,
innovación,
extensión
y bienestar, solo aquí por Radio UNAD Virtual.
Around the World. So, what do you like doing on weekends, Silvana?
I like to exercise, and you?
I like to hang out with my friends. I guess it all depends on the weather, time, what my friends and I want to do.
Oh, good. And where do you usually go?
Well, that's hard to tell. As you know, there are many things to do in Bogotá and many places to visit, such as Monserrate, La Candelaria, the Botanical Garden, and many more.
That's true. Bogotá has many interesting places to visit and have fun. That is why when you walk around the city, you will often see many national and international tourists visiting.
As you know, Bogotá has plenty of parks to visit, such as Simón Bolívar Park, Timisa, Tunal, La Florida, Bosque San Carlos, among others.
But where are the places of Bogotá people like to visit in their free time? We went around our SEAD José Acevedo y Gómez asking students and staff about their favorite places to visit. This is what they answered.
Okay, here we are at the SEAD José Acevedo y Gómez asking everyone what their favorite places to visit in Bogotá during their free time. So, what's your name?
My name is Yolanda Hernández.
Hi, Yolanda. What is your favorite place to visit in Bogotá in your free time?
Plaza Imperial, the shopping center.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Fabiola.
Hi, Fabiola. What is your favorite place in Bogotá to visit in your free time?
Oh, yes, my bar, Simón Bolívar.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Margarita.
Hi, Margarita. What is your favorite place to visit in Bogotá in your free time?
I love in dancing. My favorite place is Salomé. Some Salomé.
Oh, really? It's for dancing?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Gloria Ricardo.
Hi, Gloria. What places do you like to visit in Bogotá on your free time?
My favorite place is Botanical Garden.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Elizabeth Chilatra.
Hi, Elizabeth. What is your favorite place to visit in Bogotá in your free time?
I like to go to Santa Fe Mall.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, what's your name? What's your name?
I am Luis Felipe.
Hi, Luis Felipe. What is your favorite place to visit in Bogotá in your free time?
Well, actually, I think that malls are very good places to visit. For example, I like to go to Unilago. It's my favorite mall to visit in this time.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What's your name?
Leonor Vargas.
Hi, Leonor. What is your favorite place to visit in Bogotá in your free time?
In my free time, I like to go to Santa Fe Mall because it has many shops and different places to visit.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What's your name?
My name is Gloria.
Hi, Gloria. What is your favorite place to visit in Bogotá in your free time?
Your favorite place? Okay, on weekends I like to go Simón Bolívar Park because I like to see the lake, okay, ride the boat, and walk for the lake. The walk.
Okay, thank you very much.
The walk for the lake.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Ibis.
Ibis, what is your favorite place to visit in your free time?
My favorite place is Museo del Oro.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Bye.
My name is Álvaro Francisco.
Hi, Álvaro. What is your favorite place to visit in Bogotá?
I like Metrópolis.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Freddy Alexis Rodriguez.
Okay, Freddy. Freddy, what is your favorite place to visit in your free time?
I like cinema.
Okay, Freddy, thank you very much.
Bye.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Claudia Margarita Barrera.
Claudia, what is your favorite place to visit in your free time?
My favorite place is the Gold Museum.
Okay, what museum?
Gold, in the center of the country.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, what's your name?
William Slater.
Hi, William. What is your favorite place to visit in Bogota?
Montserrat.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Henry.
Hi, Henry. What is your favorite place to visit here in Bogota?
My favorite place in Bogota is Montserrat.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome, Silvana. Bye.
Bye.
I couldn't agree more with my co-workers and friend interview. Bogota is definitely a nice and fun place to visit.
I agree. Its gastronomy is also great. Buñuelos, pan de bono, changua, almojábanas, and the list goes on and on.
Oh, please stop talking about food. You're making me hungry.
It's Mr. 305 checking in for the remix. You know they had that 75 Street Brazil. Well, this year's gonna be called Gaiocho. Que hola gata, que hola omega. And this how we gonna do it. Dale! 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
I know you want me. You know I want ya. I know you want me. You know I want ya. I know you want me. You know I want ya.
To the top, yeah. A pit got it locked from goose to the lock, so yeah. R.I.P. a big impaka that he's not, but damn he's hot. Label flop, but pit won't stop, got her in a cockpit playing with bits. Now watch me make a movie like Albert Hitchcock. Enjoy me.
You know I want ya.
With a monkey, look like King Kong. Welcome to the crib, 305, that's what it is. With the women down here, all the sh. They don't play games, they off the chain. And they love to do everything and anything, anything. And they love to get it in, get it on all night long.
Rumba, sí. Ella quiere su rumba, co. Rumba, sí. Ella quiere su rumba. jugar. ¡Vamos! One, two, three, four. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Radio UNED Virtual te propone una alternativa para conocer nuestra transformación social.
Experiencias y perspectivas en visión cultural.
Un programa que abrirá tu mente. Todos los jueves a las 10:30 de la mañana.
Por Radio UNED Virtual.
Culture and Civilization.
Book yours?
Yes, it is. The world's most famous Christmas tale of all time, A Christmas Carol. Have you read it?
Yes, and it has a very interesting story. Every year you can watch films inspired on this book written by... I can't remember the author's name. He's so famous.
Are you talking about Charles Dickens?
Oh yes, that's the author's name.
Well, I was reading his biography not so long ago, and I found very interesting facts about him. His full name was Charles John Hotham Dickens, and he was born in Portsmouth, England on February 7, 1812. He was the second of eight children. His father, John, he was a salesman. He worked in a store, I think, but he had a terrible, terrible problem. He was not very careful with his money because of his irresponsible attitude, the family had to move home several times. They even have to go to London in 1822. Mr. John Dickens, the father, continued with his irresponsible actions, and that is why he was caught and then sent to Marshalsea Debtor's Prison.
And do you know what happened after that? The young boy, Charles Dickens, stayed in Camden Town with a family friend called Elizabeth Roylands, and work in a factory that produced shoe polish. It was a period that had had a profound effect on Dickens and haunted him for the rest of his life. Charles Dickens had to work very hard when he was a kid. Poor boy.
But then something happened that made the family very sad. Charles' grandmother died, but she left some money for them. And with this money, the father could pay all the debts. And Charles went to school for 3 years. That was so good for him. Then, when he was 15 years old, he got a job as an office boy at a law firm. He worked during the day and studied at night. He was a very smart boy.
In 1834, he became a political journalist for the Morning Chronicle and started work on his first novel. He loved writing. 2 years later, the Pickwick Papers that he wrote was serialized in monthly parts. It soon became extremely popular.
Charles Dickens fell in love with the daughter of the editor of the Morning Chronicle. Her name was Catherine Hogarth, and they got married on the second day of April in 1836. They lived in a house in Bloomsbury, and they had 9 children, can you believe? It was a pity they divorced after his wife discovered he had a love affair with the actress Ellen Turner. This was a great, great scandal in England.
In later years, Dickens gave readings from his books, visited other countries and worked on campaigns to help the poor. Unlike his father, Charles was careful with money and was a rich man when he died on the 9th of June in 1870. His book, A Christmas Carol, criticized the rich societies of that time, and it used the magic of Christmas time to show readers the importance of generosity.
Today, there is a theme park in Kent inspired in this famous novelist.
Your love reminds me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all.
Well, that's all for today. Thank you for listening to us. We look forward to your comments, emails, and tweets.
And remember, if you're listening to Inville on Air, you're listening to the best Spanish-English academic radio show online.
This is Inville on Air, the academic radio show in English by the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Music, literature, culture, language learning, and more.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.